This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I figured Matt would have jumped in there, but
I'm on God break. When I break hard, Randy.
That's definitely true. So, what do you want to put me on the spot? Is that what you want to do?
I just was talking soccer. You mean?
No, you did the movie thing.
Oh, the movie thing too. Well, first of all, I do want to mention that if anyone's been watching World Cup or national team soccer, you know we've got the World Cup coming up. And, you know, later on in the year. And, of course, our women's team always takes the forefront because they're freaking amazing.
They're better.
You know, yeah, they're better. Slightly. They're incredible. They're way better.
They're
okay.
Way better.
But I will say this. I do believe that this is going to be the year for the men. They're playing really, really well, you guys.
Kobe Jones
I watch
still playing?
God, you're killing me. It's like 1994. He's a great analyst, though.
And the Melrose actor that was playing soccer.
Andrew Shue. I used to go watch him when he played for the LA Galaxy. And he was never a great player or anything, but he was so famous, they would pull him out, and everyone would go, ah, you know, and then he, like, pass the ball, and it would get taken.
You can get back to it in a second. So the LA, whatever the team was, came
Galaxy.
To play at Tampa Stadium. And here's Kobe Jones.
Yeah. I mean, one of the biggest stars ever.
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 Right?
Yeah.
Legendary, and I hate that word, Matt. You know that. I hate the word legend because mediocre are called disrespectful to real legends.
Yeah, but Kobe, Alexi Lawless, those two guys.
Was
really,
a legend.
Yeah.
Kobe was a legend, and not a single person is talking to him. They're all over there with microphones talking to Andrew Shue.
This is Star Melrose Place.
This is how bad it is. And I should have had it all set up. But in my phone, Kobe was so cool to me that I was the only one talking to him. He gave me his phone number.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's
yeah. He's a great analyst, too. He's great. He was a great player. But
Kobe
I'll tell
cool.
you. Yeah, I'll tell you something right now. You know, we got a young team, the United States, and we're going to qualify. I put my money on it right now. I will bet. Right now, 5 cents, Randy.
Five cents. I want an Indian nickel because they're worth 6.5.
Hey, you know who's on the new quarter now? Maya Angelou.
But can you say Indian nickel?
Indian nickel.
No, not can you. I know you can. I'm saying in today's culture, are you allowed to still collect Indian nickels?
Oh, gosh. Should we call them native nickels?
I don't know.
We might get canceled. We got to be careful about that.
Well,
they're
okay.
Commander nickels. The Commander Nichols.
the Commander Nichols. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm putting it down right now that our men's team, they take the top three, and, I won't get into all the reasons and ways that you qualify for the World Cup, but in our division, which, we've got basically it's the CONCACAF division with many teams. Over
I had some
North
of that
America,
stuff in the U.S. last week.
North America, okay, and, the islands and Central America and Mexico as well. Mexico's in third place. They usually take the top three.
Yeah.
It's Canada, USA, Mexico. So we've beaten Mexico twice, okay, and we just beat them in the last World Cup qualifier. I'm telling you, guys, our guys are a contender this time for the World Cup. Now, I don't know if it's going to happen again. It might be, one out of 20 years again, but they're going to qualify. Barring some disaster, they will qualify for the World Cup.
The white elephant in the room is, you said, Canada's going to qualify, too.
Yeah, Canada's doing really well.
Wow.
Yeah. Canada's in first.
Wow.
Canada's number one right now for the World Cup qualifiers. The USA is two, and Mexico is three, and then Panama and Costa Rica is 4 and 5. And so you really only have, there's not that much time left. There's not that many games. I just think we're playing really well. And it's going to happen, and I hope it happens because the guys, they deserve to get some respect if they're winning.
Matt, did you just get a phone call from America saying it's soccer? Who cares?
Yeah, I mean the last co-host was released from the show for talking too much soccer. So
you're right.
That's all we going to say turkeys.
That is true. All right. So what's your movie thing?
All right. So the Oscar nominations have been revealed. And, you know, just earlier today, we had Tony Award winner Joe Mantegna here from The Godfather 3, which...
Or from Criminal Minds.
All right,
or
whatever.
Or from Simpsons, a fat Tony.
Exactly. Exactly. Many other things. He's directing a show called I Am Lenny Bruce. I'm not a comedian. I Am Lenny Bruce. It's coming to the Strats. It's going to be great. Okay, so... Here are the nominees. Now, have you seen any of these movies?
I'm going to say already because of COVID, they're already all no.
Whatever. They're on Netflix. I just saw, you didn't see The Power of the Dog? That's really big right now. That's supposed to be, that's with Jane Campion.
My wife owns a dog. No,
that's
I've
a
never
big
seen
one. It. That's a, it's with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Nope.
Okay. Now, West Side Story?
Nope.
I Want to Be in America. Nope. All right. King Richard. That's sports. Come on. That's a sports movie.
I know of King James. Who's King Richard?
King Richard is...
Is that about Richard Petty?
No, it's about Will Smith.
No.
And I'm sorry, it's not about Will Smith. It is about Serena and Venus Williams and their
dad.
Father,
oh.
Richard, yes. And how he went to, you know, raise them and you know, mold them into the players. And
didn't Will Smith, like, live in a bathroom with his son? Oh, that was a different
movie. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a true story.
Never saw it.
Yeah, that was a good one. It was called the Happiness, The Road to Happiness or something. Something with the world happy in it.
Didn't see it.
And Success or something. Yeah, I can't remember. It was a good one.
Next movie I didn't
All
see
right,
is?
All right, whatever. Dune. The remake of Dune. That was amazing.
Leslie, just mention Rocky number 17 and he'll see it.
Hold on a second. Not only have I not seen the rematch of Dune, not only did I not see the original Dune, I have no idea what that even means.
He only watches Rocky movies, and thank God there's like 100 of them.
That's not true.
Don't look up. Have you seen? No, don't look up. Randy is looking up. Randy is looking up.
The Godfather has three, but Rocky has what, like seven? It's like a Cree, Apollo, spinoffs.
There's two. You know, you could have very easily said Mighty Ducks, and you would have been right. Have you ever seen Mighty Ducks?
Of course,
that's
yeah.
Quack, quack, quack,
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Ducksworth. Yeah, come on. I've seen movies.
When I first started covering sports, I was covering the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. And that was many, many moons ago. And the Angels.
Fantastic movie.
Angels went to the World Series that year.
All right, so what's the next movie I didn't see?
Oh, Lord. Nightmare Alley. Guillermo del Toro in it? No?
Not
Bradley
a chance.
Cooper? He's the producer.
Yeah, not a chance.
Licorice
a
pizza.
Chance.
Oh, that.
What is it?
Licorice pizza. Licorice pizza.
I'm interested.
Best picture.
I'm interested. I don't know what it is, but I will.
Okay.
Sounds
Drive
delicious.
My Car.
No, I got John for that.
And Coda. I haven't seen. And
Hoda. She's on Channel 8.
No, Coda. Coda. Coda.
Oh.
That is one. But Don't Look Up is really a big movie. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. And I think it's on, I hate to mess up, but it's streaming. I think it's on Netflix, maybe. Might not be.
Matt, do
Might
me a favor.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Make a call. Make a call to your bookie and put $1.50 on Don't Look Up at Attica in the third race. I think they're coming out of the four hole.
Do I have to?
No.
I will. I'll call.
So those are the movies for best picture, and then also Belfast, which is Kenneth Branagh, which is amazing. It's an Irish film.
I feel very comfortable, Leslie Lacey, if you went to last year's Oscars, the year before's Oscars, I would have still the same answers to all of that.
Do you have the list from Oscars 1986 handy? Like, he might know some of those.
Good Lord.
Pull it up. Yeah, you pull it up. You're not doing anything at the
what
studio.
What do you mean?
Pull
I'm producing. I'm producing over here. I got stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're producing as well as the producers here are doing.
Well, do you even
John's fallen asleep twice.
Do you know the actors? I'll mention the actors. Javi Bardem from Being the Ricardos. He played Ricky Ricardo in the Lucy Ricky story.
I only know Ricky from Ricky.
Okay.
From Lucille Ball.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
No idea.
You don't even know who that is.
I like
Dr. Strange.
I like Benedict Arnold, but no.
You like Benedict Arnold? He was a traitor.
What are the eggs? Isn't it Benedict something?
Yeah, that guy's not. You don't want to like that guy.
I thought Benedict Arnold was on the quarter. Now it's Aunt Jemima?
Will Smith, you know who that
is. I know who
he is. He's nominated.
Because he's
Denzel.
From Philadelphia.
Denzel just doesn't. I don't even need to say Washington. I just say Denzel. That's how great he is. He's legendary. I know you don't like it, but Denzel is.
No, he is legendary.
He is. He is.
What's your favorite Denzel movie?
Oh, God. Probably Glory. Yeah.
I've never saw it.
Civil War movie.
I have the list from the 58th Academy Awards 1986 winners.
Training Day is my favorite. We'll get to your list in a second. My wife hates Training Day.
Why?
And I said, that's the reason Denzel Washington is a legendary actor. She hated the part. She hated that he was a scumbag.
Yeah,
she hated
me too, but he was incredible.
That's the acting.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when it's so believable, it's kind of like, and we'll get to the list in a second, Matt, but it's kind of like Blue Bloods. We watch Blue Bloods faithfully. Mm. And Tom Selleck, who I have met, and he is the nicest man on planet Earth, is an awful actor. On Blue Bloods. Hmm. It's awful because you can see him acting.
Oh, right.
Where when you're watching Donnie Wahlberg, in my opinion, he's not acting. He's just doing his show to me. And that's great acting. So when Denzel in Training Days was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But let's see how many of these movies. First, before we do it, over under, where are we at? Tell me what you think the over under should be in Vegas right now.
As far as how many of these movies you've seen?
Yeah,
I say two.
Okay, two. I'm gonna go.
With the 86, the ones that the list he's about to do. Yeah. I bet you I have seen 100% of the movies in 1986.
All right,
wow.
Let's go.
Before we get there, but Tom Selleck, is he acting when he's trying to sell you a reverse mortgage on TV? Is that real or is that genuine?
No, he's just being him. He's great in that one.
And he wouldn't promote it if he didn't believe it.
All right. So your 58th. Academy Award, March 24th, 1986. Your winners, Ran for Best Costume Design.
Oh, that was a Japanese film.
Just get to the movie portion.
That is the movie. William Hurt, Best Actor. I guess I should get the movies.
Just say the movies, Chuckles.
The nominees. You're supposed to give us the nominees of this year,
Just the movie, not Best Dress. Not Best Cross-Dresser. Yeah.
Not makeup.
You know? Just the name of the movies.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that costumes. Information. It's broken down by director, by feature, by international film.
Just Google Oscar movies from whatever year you want to do.
I put 1986 Oscar winners.
You are
winners.
Now the co-host.
Meanwhile, for Best Actress this year, you're looking at Jessica Chastain.
No idea.
The Eyes of Tammy Faye. That's what she did. Olivia Colman.
I know who Tammy Faye is.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Okay, this is a start. All right. Olivia Colman for The Lost Daughter. She's a British actress. She won Best Actress last year.
No idea.
Penelope Cruz. You know who that is. She's super hot. She played in the Tom Cruise movie Vanilla Sky.
Never saw it.
Oh, man. She was in Blow with Johnny Depp.
No, never saw it.
I'm just going to move on.
I'm sure that
if you don't know this one, I'm going to pass out. Okay?
Uh-oh.
I might just leave. Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. She played Lucille Ball. Yeah. She's up for...
I was at, with Stiles G. White, we were at the NASCAR pre-race.
Okay.
Husband was there.
Tom Cruise?
No, who's the Australian.
Keith Urban.
Keith Urban was there. And on the other side of the podium was the ex-husband, Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's funny.
So they both were there, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know which one's cuter. She has the best eyes. She dated Lenny Kravitz, too. Nicole, but, you know, I think I'd take her over all three guys.
Would you take the cuter guy, or would you take the guy who seems more down-to-earth and cooler to be with?
Here's the thing. My all-time favorite is Tom Cruise. But Keith Urban is.
Keith Urban just seems like.
Yeah.
Matt, which dude do you want to take? Do you want to take Keith Urban, or do you want to take Tom Cruise?
You're going to take Cruise because he does his own stunts.
There you go, my friend. Good job, Matt. Bing, bing.
Yeah, I'm going to take... Urban, because I want to hang out with him more than I want to hang out with Matt or Tom Cruise.
Well, Kristen Stewart is the other actress for Spencer. Kristen Stewart. She was in Twilight, all those vampire films. Didn't you have kids?
Never saw Twilight.
Okay.
My kids saw it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least you knew who Nicole Kidman was. Now, Matt, do you have the list? Does Matt have the 1986
list? Did you pull up the list?
Kinda. I mean, it's so chopped up. It's hard to... There's not like one list where it's just like, here's all the movies that won. It's like best. It's
God,
all broken
so
up.
High maintenance. All right. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to get the list ready.
Okay.
Because it's break time, which means don't run to the restaurant. Don't run to the back of the Jeep and do a GNAT training session. Jump on Google and get the list for when we return. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the Los Angeles Convention Center as we get ready for Super Bowl LVI, which is Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals against the Rams.
Yeah.
I'm glad the pictures are there to tell me who's playing. We'll be right back. Brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Stapstone, and the Hiya House in Anaheim.
We thought about someone else.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Green, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Convention Center here in Las Vegas, Nevada, known as Los Angeles. Why do I keep saying Las Vegas?
Because you want to gamble.
I don't gamble, though.
You secretly want to. You know it, because you just... What are the odds for this game? You know, what's your personal guess on who's going to win? What do you think?
I think the Rams in a blowout.
You think it's going to be a blowout?
Yeah.
With Burrow.
Now, what is a blowout?
A blowout is more than two touchdowns.
All right, I'm thinking about 11.
Okay, that's not a blowout. Yeah, because when you're still within a two-score game, it's not a blowout. You know, because things can happen.
Yeah.
You know, but even if it's 14, it's not a blowout.
Was it 28-3? The big 28-3 Atlanta, yeah. New England, the whole the thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the such great, it's such great stories. You know,
that's Tom Brady. I mean, that's different. You know, New England, the 28-3 is Tom Brady.
No, it's not Tom Brady.
Oh, come on.
It's not Tom Brady. It's this is that would that.
It's the Tom Brady effect.
I don't even think it was the.
It's like osmosis to the rest of the team.
Well, you know, maybe he put him in some.
He's a leader. It's about leadership. Yeah, not giving
but
up.
It wasn't that the New England Patriots came back from a 28-3 deficit to win that Super Bowl. It was the Atlanta Falcons were morons and blew a 28-3.
Yeah, the coaching.
Yeah,
coaching. Yeah, ridiculous. But still, it's also I think it's more than that. I think there has to be a mindset that you can win. You can do it despite.
For sure.
You know, and that's. No, that's a lot of that's Tom Brady.
I get that, but you can't give Tom Brady credit. I don't give Tom Brady credit for the Atlanta game. Atlanta blew the game. Yes, Tom Brady, brought
the
team back.
But they got ball in the green, it goes both ways.
You can't give Tom Brady the Seattle victory because your boy head coach dude.
Yeah,
I can't think
the
of his
worst
name.
Call in the history of the Super Bowl. Pete Carroll. He didn't lose his job.
Yeah,
that day.
Pete Carroll. You hand the ball to Skittles.
Another UFC guy. Another UFC reference.
Yes. Yes.
Skittles went there too.
Another blown. Yeah.
Another
scandal.
Another.
You know, so yeah, I mean, I love everything about Brady. I he's like a transformer to me.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't seem
more
real.
More than meets the eye.
And, you know, when he came into as New England a couple years ago when we were at the game and then COVID where we didn't really get around him as much, he didn't seem real. But, to give him credit for the Seattle Super Bowl,
same with Atlanta. That. I'll agree with that.
So, Leslie, listen.
Yes.
That's why.
But he got.
He did. What?
That's why Randy's a Partridge Family guy. He's not a Brady Bunch fan. He's never going to be on Brady's fan club. He's never going to give Brady the credit. He's a Partridge guy. We established that at the beginning of the show.
All right. That was funny. That's your one funny that'll keep you employed for another week. All right. So I am a Tom Brady guy. I love everything about Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is incredible. But to give him credit for the Seattle Super Bowl that was blown by morons.
All right. So you can't. All right, you can't just give him full credit, but you have to
no
give
credit.
Him. Oh, come on. How do you think the Blitz got on the board? You're killing me,
hold
Smalls.
Hold on a second, Army Brat. you hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch, and they win the Super Bowl, right?
They would have tied it, right? No. I believe they would have tied it.
Believe they would have won.
I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Matt, get to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I just found the Oscar thing. I'm not giving up this webpage. I'm not. It took me 20 minutes to find this list.
All right. Boris with the Oscar list.
Listen.
Right. So Leslie, you said you know all these movies. You've seen all these movies on the list. That's what you claimed, right?
I bet you anything I have. 1986? Right. Yeah. Nope. I was professionally acting at that time. I bet I've seen anything.
So
I bet I've seen them all.
One,
I was a teenager, but I'm still in the acting world.
Number one, The Color Purple.
The Color Purple?
The Color Purple?
Yeah, with Oprah Winfrey and Whoopi Goldberg.
Guess what?
They both got Academy Awards for that film.
Guess what, boys and girls?
You've
that's
seen
a negative.
It.
I've never seen it.
Oh, good gosh. The Color Purple. It's legendary.
Out of Africa?
Never seen it.
Oh, that is my all-time favorite film. Of every single film ever made, Out of Africa is my all-time favorite.
I know this
Meryl Streep.
I know you will all be surprised, but I once went to Africa, but I've never seen that movie.
Really? What country?
Kenya.
Is that right?
Yeah, our ship went
Did
there.
You go see The Big Five?
No.
No. Okay.
Did you see Toto
the
live?
Big Five.
Did you see Toto?
Toto's coming to town. I may go see
what?
Him, yeah.
Oh, you have to bring Toto to the restaurant. That's a mandatory.
That's your Africa reference?
See, Leslie asked me, Matt, why do I keep you around? Because everybody knows that on a scale of 1 to 10, you're in the negatives. That's why. Every once in a while, we're talking Africa, he brings up Toto. That's why.
No, the third movie, Prizzy's Honor. Prizzy's Honor.
Oh, wow. Angelica Houston was in that.
That's a negative.
Huh, yeah. Not a lot of people saw that.
Well, Witness.
She may have, I think, won Best Actress. Witness with Harrison Ford.
That's a negative.
Really? You didn't see Witness?
Now, this one I can guarantee Randy has seen. I can guarantee you this next one he has seen. Back to the Future.
Rocky 5.
Back
to the Future.
Well, hold on a second. Which Back to the Future?
It's the original. The original one.
The original?
What number two? Number two is ridiculous. Hey, Back to the Future was nominated for Best Picture?
Yep. Had four awards. Won four awards in 86.
What were the awards? Probably like Best Sound,
I
Best Editing.
I can't go to that screen. I'll lose all the rest of my movies.
Best vehicle in a movie.
Next movie is Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Oh, my God. I never saw that movie. Ugh. I was so close.
Oh, you blew it.
I blew it. I never saw the spider. Oh, wait. Was that Deborah Winger?
Oh,
who was the spider?
He can't.
who knows who did that? Next movie.
So you know that. Know that's a negative. You know that's a negative. I never saw it.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not surprised, because if I didn't see it, then you didn't see it.
All right. What's next?
Next movie is Ran. R-A-N.
He ran all night?
No, it's Ron. It's pronounced Ron. It was a Japanese film.
Yeah, that's a negative.
Yeah, that was a great film.
But I've been to Japan.
I never saw Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
All right, next.
Agnes of God.
Oh, my God, one of the greatest movies of all time. Agnes of God. That was with Jane Fonda. And I know you went and ran and saw that, didn't you?
I've been close to the City of God in Rio.
Agnes of God.
No, I've never seen that. I've never even heard of that movie.
Was that based on a true story? It was about a nun, and it was a kind of like a suspenseful mystery, and it was about a nun, and it was Meg Tilly.
I'm going to go with
the nun.
None of it I saw.
Yeah, it was great.
And the City of God is a movie based in Brazil in the favelas, where Randy got held up at gunpoint with a bunch of UFC stars in Rio.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a really stupid story. Well, it wasn't UFC stars.
Well, I only brought it up because the next movie on the list is Brazil.
Oh, you know what? Brazil was that really funky, weird film, wasn't it? I never saw all of Brazil, but I did see, I have, because it's sort of a cult classic. It's not a normal film. I think it's a really strange film.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb and say no, I never saw it.
I don't think you would have remembered Brazil. Matt, have you seen Brazil?
I've been to Brazil, but I don't think I've seen the movie.
All right, what's the next no movie for me?
Cocoon.
Oh, come on. You saw Cocoon with the old people? It was Steven Spielberg.
Well, it was filmed in St. Pete. I mean.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, down by Shore Acres.
Interesting.
Where they had the big cocoons in the pool and all that kind of stuff.
Huh.
I'm sure that I saw enough that it would have to be called yes.
And the last one is Runaway Train.
Oh, no. You got me again.
Oh.
That's two. Kiss of the Spider-Woman and Runaway
Train. Runaway Train won three awards.
What were they? Oh, you can't look. Or you lose your thing.
Steve is trying to hunt down Eric Dickerson.
I hung out with Eric Dickerson one long time ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was years ago in L.A. Here we are again. Those were back in my days.
All right, so I believe the was what, one or two, Cocoon? So Cocoon and Back to the Future. So.
Yeah.
So now what you've just done is you've just ruined those two to be selected when we do the pick 10 and if I saw seven of them, because now you cannot name Cocoon and Back to the Future.
Yeah, because we gave you the answers already.
Right. We gave it away. All right. Bottom of the hour. 29 minutes away from leaving the Los Angeles Convention Center. I think we're going to go check out the Ronald Reagan president. What was the plane called? Air Force One?
Air Force One, yeah.
That's where Harrison Ford said, "Get off my plane."
That's a movie you saw then.
That is a movie.
How about that?
I love that movie. Get off my plane.
Yeah. That's at the Ronald Reagan Museum, and that's over in Simi Valley.
I don't know what that means, but I think we're going there.
Simi Valley, yeah.
And guess where else I'm going to go, Matt? And I'm really excited, and it makes me nauseous what I'm going to go do later this afternoon.
You're going to go to Pink's Hot Dogs?
No. I'm being serious for once.
Oh.
Be serious. I am nauseated right now knowing that I am going to go to a cemetery later this afternoon.
Angela's Rose. Which one? The Hollywood Forever?
What does that mean? Is that a
That's
movie?
That's a cemetery. It's a famous cemetery in L.A. What are you talking about cemeteries?
I wouldn't know.
Angeles Rosedale or...
Matt, I am going to go pay my respects, and you know what I think about grave sites, dead bodies, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to go to and see Charles Lewis and pay my respects.
Go see Mask. Wow.
Oh, interesting.
I was going to say, because Stallone's still alive, so don't go visit him.
Yeah. Where is he buried? Oh, it's probably, maybe it's Hollywood Forever. It's like the main.
We're going to hit a break because it is the bottom of the hour, and I will let everyone know the cemetery that I will go to later this afternoon. And it's obnoxious, the whole, but that.
It's a little morbid.
It is morbid.
Yeah.
You know, and I normally don't do it, but I did go.
Did you know him?
Yeah, I knew him very, very well.
He's a legend of the sport. A legend of the sport.
He is a legend.
He put the MMA on the map, for sure.
Nah, I don't know about that, but I did go to the gravesite. Steve Linnae and I went in Philadelphia, and we went to Adrian's gravesite.
Oh.
And what was Bert's name in Rocky? Paulie.
Paulie. Okay.
They're both alive, but they have gravesites in Philadelphia, in the cemetery.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean they're both alive and they have great sense?
Their characters died.
But their characters died, and they have a real cemetery.
You've got to be kidding me. Because I was thinking, I didn't know that Adrian died. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, that actress is still alive, but her character
died.
Has a grave site.
Right. Yes.
And it's still there.
In a real cemetery. So it's not like
it's a headstone. There's no one under it. It's just a headstone. The movie film.
Well, we don't know it because I haven't seen Godfather and Scarface yet. So maybe somebody from those movies are in Adrian and Paulie's.
Yeah. Something tells me they buried Jimmy Hoffa's body under that one. Yeah.
All right. Let's go hit this break. When we come back, I don't know where we're going to go, but I'm sure we'll go somewhere. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and of course, our home away from home, the Hyatt House over in Anaheim. We'll be right back. I'm a juvenile product of the working class, whose best friend floats in the bottom of a glass.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Eric Moles with the Buffalo Bills, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We will once again broadcast from Radio Row in the upcoming Super Bowl, and very excited to announce that our home base will be the Hyatt House in Anaheim. The Hyatt House is located near Angel Stadium, Disneyland, and the Honda Center, and a short drive from LAX. They also provide free breakfast. Yes, please. From the suites with kitchens or the bunk beds for the kids, they have many options for your experience. Check out these reviews from previous guests. One reviewer said the location was just perfect, while another said the hotel was great and staff was friendly. If you're headed to visit Anaheim or the LA area, you'll want to call the Hyatt House at Convention Center, your home base as well.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is.
As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back. Hi, from the Los Angeles Convention Center. Confirmation, Warren Sapp will be here. So we'll announce what day. I won't announce what time, but what day. So I'm pretty pumped about seeing Warren. Tomorrow, we will have a former Buccaneer Randy Grimes stopping by. By phone, Andre Orlovsky and Casey O'Neill, both fighting this weekend in Houston. And a very funny comedian, really good story. Adam Hunter will be here. You need to check Adam Hunter out. He's really a funny dude. He's been on all the circuits, and we can ask him those cancel
culture.
Well, I'd rather cancel cancer than
cancel culture.
Yeah, than cancer culture. So
when we all love to cancel cancer.
San Bernardino, wherever that is, that's where the remains of Charles Mask Lewis.
It's far. It's a drive. It's another county.
But we're in Anaheim.
Right, but it's not in Orange County either.
Oh, really?
It's in a third county.
Well, that's where they were based at. But
yeah,
I'm going.
Okay. Yeah, San Bernardino is like, it'll probably take you maybe, 50 minutes to get 45 with the L.A. traffic and everything.
Oh, well.
Being an ex-L.A. traffic reporter, you can probably count on 50 minutes.
Then that's not bad.
Leslie Lacey here, folks. Hello. Joining Randy.
50 minutes at home in Tampa Bay would stink.
Yeah.
But 50 minutes here is about 3.5 miles. We went. Granted, it was the wrong place we went last night, but we went to a place that was supposed to be 7 miles, and it took us almost an hour.
Yeah, because it was rush hour traffic, wasn't it? When y'all, about time y'all were going back?
Yeah, pretty much.
You were going from L.A. to Orange County.
Something like
Anaheim.
That.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the game, Matt, that A, will give you time to research who's even playing, so you'll know which team to talk about. I'm seeing a lot of photographs that I'm not familiar with from coming from tournament to pizza.
As far as food production? Yeah, I'm expanding menus. I'm doing paninis. I'm doing wraps. I'm doing salads. I mean, I'm upgrading, expanding. That's what the clientele wants. That's what I'm going to give them.
But I don't understand. The clientele now has been requesting that. I've been requesting it for years, and you've never made it.
Oh, well, they pay me, so they actually give me currency. They don't give me Indian nickels.
You're not allowed to say that.
Well, but I did mess up. Like, just being funny and just selecting a random year.
Shock. Hold on a second. Earth-shattering news. Matt was wrong.
I know, but according to DJ Tony, who is listening live right now, if I would have just said 1985 instead of 86, you would have known Ghostbusters, Beverly Hills Cops, Footloose, Indiana Jones, yep. The Temple of Doom, and Purple Rain. So, man, 85 was crushing it in the Oscars that year.
I did not see all of those movies.
Really? Those were just...
The last two. The
Purple Rain? With Prince?
Oh, I thought you were saying The Color Purple.
No,
but
no.
I didn't see either one. No, I never saw it.
Oh.
No.
But,
I can't believe that Purple Rain was nominated for Best Film. I'm sorry, but... the acting wasn't very good in that film.
I'd like to watch...
Prince is great.
I'd like to watch Purple Rain's... what was it? Drummer?
Oh, Apollonia? Was that Apollonia?
Was that her name?
I can't remember. Yeah, well, he had like three of them.
Yeah, that wasn't her.
It was Vanity? There was three. There's Apollonia, Vanity.
I vaguely remember her,
And then he was hooking up with Sheena Easton for a while there.
I'll watch Prince if Sheena Easton's there.
The drummer, it's killing me now. The 80s drummer. She
did more. It wasn't really the drum. She wasn't Mickey D drummer from, Scorpions. She was more, she just stood out front and looked pretty.
Well, she was very, very popular, and she was great because you just didn't have any female drummers back in the 80s, and you barely have them now. So Motley Crue went on tour with a female drummer. That was
pretty. We got a Motley Crue guy right here.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Yes. We are the Motley Crue.
That's
pretty
true.
Much at this
That's true.
Radio Row.
So where did you mess up? So I guess you messed up by just picking the wrong year.
Well, yeah, because 85 was much better for the movies, I mean, than 86. But before we get too much closer to the end of the show, the Olympics have started. Have you guys paid attention? Are you guys watching it all? Have you seen any of the controversy already?
Well, please update me, since no, I haven't, and I do not really plan on watching much of the Olympics. So, but I am curious.
U.S. born.
Hold on real quick. Yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. Canada played U.S. last night. Just tell me who won that game.
North America.
Who?
North America.
Canada. Canada won 4-2. Okay. I'm learning sign language from John. All right, God, give me the controversy.
So, U.S. born, Olympic free skier, Eileen Gu dodges questions about citizenship after winning gold for China.
Yeah. Yeah, she was raised here, but she decided to play for China. And some people are kind of.
But don't the hockey guys do that all the time? Don't they always go back to Sweden or Finland and they play in the NHL? Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that I support it or like it, but, you know, and this is the whole thing about the world we live in today. Either you are okay with it all or you're against it all. You can't pick and choose, you know, because an American and, I don't know, the soccer stinks here, so he goes and plays for his home country of Nigeria or France or whatever. That's okay. It all sucks, or it's all okay.
Well, in the famous words of Outkast, it's not where you're from, but it's where you pay rent.
I'm still from Philadelphia, though.
We should say it's where you pay tax.
But they're from Atlanta, so. That's,
yeah, this is she's a free skier. That's what she does. And she was really dodgy about, and she completely dodged the questions about citizenship after she won the gold for China.
It's kind of like she worked in the Wuhan lab and she was like, it's like she's had proper training.
She was born here, but I guess she, you know, identifies as Chinese. So China doesn't allow dual citizenship. Okay. So you got to pick. So she would have had to give up her U.S. citizenship to be a Chinese citizen. So she's.
Where did she train? Did she ski here?
Wow,
well, she was raised here.
Well,
so. Yeah, I'm sure she's learned how to ski.
She's U.S. born. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's you can't say anything. She just she's goes born. And pays her dues to ski down a mountain. But if she's skiing, you know, on Olympic mountain terrain or whatever. You know, then I have a problem with it. You know, she shouldn't be using U.S. Olympic training facilities to then go ski for another country, though. I don't care who she skied for, but in this case, it's interesting because it's an individual sport where a lot of times athletes don't think that they're going to, you know, be able to medal or whatever, so they go where they better, you know, they have a better chance to win a medal. But on an individual sport, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't need any help.
Is it similar to...
All I really need to know from you, Matt, is when is the Jamaican bobsled team running?
I don't know. But it's kind of like Joe Burrow's, like, you know, going to Ohio State and then transferring to LSU, right?
No, it's different because one's a football team and the other is, you know, representing a country. And then she'll come back here and people will love her because she won a gold medal, not knowing probably that she won it for another country.
Well, here's the thing. They've directly asked her, did you have to give up, did you relinquish your U.S. citizenship? Because in order to, you know, play for China and represent China, they don't allow dual citizenship. So China has said, she won't answer. China has said that she became a national at 15. But she's trained here, yes. Randy, and she's trained with China, too. So,
Randy, if you could play for any nation, what nation would you play in the Olympics? Like, if you could pick any country on the planet, which one would you select?
As much as it upsets me, as much as I think the country is just so screwed up, and I'm embarrassed sometimes by the country that I live in, I would always represent
Canada.
He almost said North America.
No, I would never not represent the United States.
Okay, take that off the table.
I'm a proud veteran.
Take what? Take America off the table. What other country? If America wasn't a choice because you served the country. What country, right. Of all countries, what would you pick to represent in the Olympics?
All right, here's my question for you. What sport am I representing? And it doesn't matter.
Softball.
And how good am I?
It's softball, and it's for the Guinness Book of World Records.
I'm already in the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't need any help.
And it's sponsored by Hooters.
It needs to be an individual sport for me to give you the answer I want to give you. Okay? Is that cool?
All right. Wow.
It doesn't matter what sport it is. It's an individual sport. And for me to give the answer the way I'm thinking, am I good? Should I be meddling? Am I in the realm to be able to medal?
No, you're the Brady of this sport. You're the GOAT of this sport. And you'll officially be a Brady Buncher.
If I'm the Brady of this sport and I'm going to win a gold medal in the Olympics, I'm going to pick the biggest, crappiest, most awful country that has maybe six people in it.
Euthanasia? You know,
smallest, no. Heard of. Nothing. Do what?
I said, well, which country?
What is it?
Euthanasia?
I don't know.
You can't say you don't know what it is after you go through that entire Charles Dickens soliloquy of maybe what you would play.
Google, what is the smallest country in the world? That's who I want to represent.
Liechtenstein.
Vatican City. That's who I'm going to represent.
Vatican. You're going to represent the Pope?
I wouldn't represent Vatican City.
that's none of your business. You shouldn't be representing the Pope. Agnes of God.
His problems. I want to go to a country that nobody's ever heard of, that they've never had even an Olympian before.
Mm.
If I'm
like Liechtenstein, isn't it Liechtenstein in Europe? It's maybe I'm close. The one that's in by Germany, that little tiny one.
There's got to be some little podunk.
I kind of like the way you're thinking.
What about the country of euthanasia? There's only one person left.
That's fine. I just want some little people. You know, they have air conditioning.
Dr. K.
I wouldn't live there. You know, I want to go represent my people. So I want to go to a place that they'd never have an Olympian.
It would be the biggest thing for the next 100 years would be Randy Harris.
Exactly.
The curling champion of Liechtenstein.
You know, my wife always wanted to know that why my love for curling, but I can't sweep the garage.
Right. Well, okay. So if you were going to be the smallest country other than the Vatican, number two on the list is Monaco, and you could be the buffet champion of the world. You could be the gold medalist in buffet eating.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if I would do Monaco because I'm not, what's her name? Prince Anne, Prince Alice, Princess, whoever she is.
Right.
You know, so I'll always be number two.
Okay.
Or three. Or
what is the next one? It's got to be the one I'm talking about, right?
There's got to be. Germany? There's got to be a country of like,
Nauru.
92 people.
Nauru is.
That's what I want. I want Nauru.
Wow. That's interesting.
What's the story?
Shoot. Why wouldn't you want to shoot? I would want to shoot. If I could go to the Olympics and I could be the best at anything, I would want to be a shooter.
Are you not surprised that so many Marine sharpshooters don't go to the Olympics as a shooter? They should be able to hit that little dot.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but they
don't have to do it with skis on and like in the cold.
They're not professional shooters.
No, they're getting paid. They're professionals.
They're getting paid to kill people. That's not hitting a bullet.
You're shooting them.
Well, speaking,
Speaking
of small countries, the Bahamas is hosting Justin Bieber and your boy Conor McGregor as they ran into each other on vacation accidentally. And
did a fight happen? Did a fight break out and Bieber ran and Connor threw a water bottle?
They're boys. They're like they're besties because after Connor broke his leg, he was out in L.A. doing the rehab. He was at the Beverly Hill, the resorts, and that's where Bieber was. And they were hanging out poolside every day and getting to know each other. So it looks like a real bromance is brewing in the Caribbean.
Connor McGregor and Justin Bieber?
Hanging out,
I like it.
All right, speaking of bromance, we have Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
You know, everybody loves Joe, and I guess he's taken some heat for a comment he made about some necklace. And, it's ridiculous, and somebody gave him crap about it, and I guess his response was, for what I paid for it, it better be real, because somebody asked if it was real or fake. This whole thing about Matthew Stafford and being brought over and, you know, how he's just, you know, the team has been so awful in Detroit, and that this was L.A.'s way to get to the Super Bowl, and so Who would you rather see? And I know this is difficult to say and not considering the team, but if you could just pick one of those two quarterbacks to win, which one would you rather root for?
I mean, I think they're both deserving of it. I think, I mean, obviously Burrow being so young to do this so quick in his career is
don't
amazing.
Don't be politically correct. I don't want a politically correct answer and they both deserve to win. Pick one.
I say Matt Stafford.
I'm going to go Burrow. I like his swag. I like his comments. I like his necklace.
Yeah, he's apparently got some really posh mansion, too, or something. But
Leslie, why are you going with Matthew?
I like stories. That's why I'm going with. And not that Cincinnati has a story, but I don't think Burroughs has a story. Cincinnati's the big story. Cincinnati's the underdog. I mean, they've just been terrible for so long. I mean, their whole marketing thing was, why not us? How pathetic is that? You know, why not
Where's
us?
Boomer?
You know what I mean?
Like, where's Boomer Esiason?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they haven't really been any good since Boomer. So I'm gonna go for, well, I mean, Carson, yeah. Not to diss my old, you know, college guy, Carson Palmer, but it's kind of in my, I will say also my cousin Charlie Hewlett plays for the Browns. So I watch a lot of Bengal football because I'm a Browns fan because of Charlie. And he's a long snapper. So I know how bad that they've been.
How much
so
do you
long.
Know about long snappers?
I know it's the best job in the NFL.
Do you know who the oldest player in the NFL was?
No.
To get into the NFL. I think it was the oldest rookie in the history of the NFL.
And he was a long snapper.
He was a long how snapper that, yeah. at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg Truitt.
Oh, well, yep. That's a good stat.
Greg
oh,
Truitt.
I like that one. So, well, I go for Stafford simply because it is a great story. You know, here he is. He's on this crappy team for so long, and and people saw how good he was. Plus, not only that, you know, the Rams had Goff, right? So, yeah. I mean, and they took him to the Super Bowl, okay? So it's like, you know, what is the – you usually don't give up a quarterback like that you know you can go somewhere. There's a whole – it's right. also like the Garoppolo thing. I don't know why you wouldn't want to try to keep him. I know they're looking towards the future, but I think Garoppolo's good. And but anyways, Stafford is who I'm going for because – I believe there is a very wonderful, strong story that he was on this crappy team and no one really understood how good he was, and the Rams did, and then he takes them all the way. It's just a feel-good kind of thing, man.
I want everybody in Tampa to understand, even if the Rams win the Super Bowl,
they will.
The home team did not win the Super Bowl.
They will.
You know that, right?
Why?
Yeah,
they're not the home team. They're the visiting team.
Yeah, well, yeah, but no.
Yeah.
But they're still going to win.
I think the Rams are going to win, but I would like Cincinnati to win for a few reasons. I feel that the Rams, and I don't really care, and I know how much people hate the New York Yankees because they go out and they purchase the World Series. The Rams purchased the Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford, the defensive guys that they brought in. Odell Beckham Jr., who got cut in Cleveland. You know, they pulled in pieces. Now people are going to say, Tampa did the same thing last year.
But it doesn't work like that, Randy. It doesn't work like that.
But he brought in Gronk. But we already had great receivers.
Do you honestly believe the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl last year without Gronk, without Fournette?
No.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, but that's...
Hold on. Moron. Did you just say yes?
Yeah, they had AB. And they win Super Bowls with AB.
I think any team AB goes to wins the Super Bowl.
But listen, the Rams... But here's
the way, look at him.
Here's how professional sports works, Randy. The team that goes through the biggest disaster, natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina,
right.
The Saints win. The
right.
Astros with the flooding. California right. and COVID and the politics out there,
the Boston,
they are absolutely going to win this race. They're going to win the game.
The Boston bombing.
For sure.
And the Red Sox won the World Series.
But with all the destruction out there and COVID and shutdowns and lockdowns, absolutely, California is due to get their Super Bowl.
I guess it makes sense. Joe Rogan left the country or the state, which is a new country called California. So I think they're the better team, honestly. But I would rather Cincinnati win.
I would rather Cincinnati win, too. Although, quarterback-wise, I would pick Stafford over. I'm just saying, you know, hypothetically, if we're just going for the quarterback, I'm going to go with Stafford. But Cincinnati, I would like them to win. They have never won a Super Bowl. They've never won one. So
I was
not?
At the Super Bowl they were at, and they were awful.
Who hasn't
scheduled
won?
On
San Francisco? That one? Oh yeah.
Tomorrow's show, Adam Hunter will be here live. We're going to have the CEO of the Anaheim Tourism on. She'll be on. Casey O'Neill and Andre Orlovsky both fighting at UFC 2612. and former Buccaneer Randy Grimes. So before we check out, Matt, what's the special at Tournament of Pizza today?
I'm closed. I work too much. I took the day off. God.
Just open Monday.
Well, I can't work these kind of hours. I'm one of these new employees where I have rights and everything offends me.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our guests big time that will be coming to Tournament of Pizza. And we won't let anybody know when they're there.
Great talking to you, Leslie. Thanks for joining in.
Yeah, great. It's been a blast. I'll be back here tomorrow. And I want to thank Randy for having me.
See, that's why I didn't want to go that way. You're the co-host. You be the host. You can. It's your show. You don't have to thank me. It's not your show.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm taking Matt's way, and I'm not working tomorrow.
Yeah, work 2 days, take a day off.
There you go. No, it's a podcast. Yeah, I think it's awesome. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad country. Or state. I meant to say state. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and the Hyatt House in Anaheim. See everybody tomorrow.
See ya.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.